Hello, welcome back to Betch Labs. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana. Here we are.
Our openers always sound like this. They're like, oh yes, and we're here. I'm very happy to be here.
It is the last day of July, which is always which is always kind of a sad time, I feel like.
I agree. It's like, oh shit, gotta get it all in.
Right. I guess August is like more like Sunday of the summer, but July, the last day of July, there's a little twinge of sadness also.
This summer went really too quickly. I feel like this is the dumbest conversation ever. We do it every time where we're like,
to discuss where we're at.
The weather, time.
How's your summer going so far?
It's great. It's been very chill. How's your summer?
It's very chill too. I just feel like time is like an interesting thing, and I know this is like a weird conversation, but because, I don't know, I feel like I look forward to summer and now I'm in it. And now it's like hard to enjoy anything because you're like, oh, it's going to end.
I get what you mean.
I like fall though too.
I get what you mean.
Anytime that isn't like the dead of winter is fine.
Right, right. The dead of winter is the only time that's like bad in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But I think that I could be happy or sad at pretty much any other time, like in equal measure, depending on like what else is going on.
Yeah.
And but like the weather. Okay. The weather used to like make me in a better mood.
Right.
But now I feel like
sunny every day. It makes you in a better mood when it hasn't been nice and then it's suddenly nice. It's like when things are shitty, you need shitty times to appreciate the good times.
Right.
Like it's
true.
Been pretty sunny for like several days and I'm like a little used to it. So, which is sad, but kind of nice.
Well, here's the thing. This is like my baseline. This is like, I need it to be like this just so I can like build on top of it.
Very particular.
Yes. Very particular.
Okay. So now that we've covered where we are in the calendar year.
Where are we in the zodiac calendar?
I don't know. I'm bad at the zodiac. I feel like
we're in Leo. I don't know.
Is that the one that comes before Virgo? Then yes, we're in Leo.
I don't know if it is the one that comes before Virgo.
Probably.
I'm not an expert.
We're clearly
on this
not good at astrology.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So did you see there was this viral like JetBlue bridesmaid story?
Yes.
Or like brides, more about the bridesmaid and
yes.
the bride. So should we give a little rundown of what happened?
Yeah, you give the rundown.
Okay, so apparently this girl was like her friend's bridesmaid, but she couldn't attend all the events in the wedding. She could only attend some. I think she might have been missing the actual ceremony.
I'm not sure what she was missing.
Right.
Exactly.
She was missing a certain number of the events. And then she got an email from like the bride and groom being like
the bride,
the bride. I think he might've been on the email too.
No, it was just
the bride.
Yeah.
Basically asking her to relinquish her.
She's like, from Alex.
Yes. She had to resign from the position of bridesmaid because she couldn't attend all the
relinquish your bridesmaid duties.
Yes. And I guess she already booked this flight. They were like, you should still come and be a guest and like enjoy it, but like you need to give up being a bridesmaid. And this girl is like in school. I think she's like at Harvard or something.
No. So the bridesmaid or non-bridesmaid now is she's a grad student at Dartmouth. Her friend is having the wedding, it seems like, in California. So right. It's like a cross-country flight. It's not casual.
Right. And she can't be, because of school, she can't be in all the events.
Of the weekend, correct.
Right. So she got this email and then she tweeted about it, just being like, this is kind of ridiculous. Like,
she gets the email from the bride, which was like nice, but kind of like
a little passive aggressive,
fake right. nice. It's hard to know how it really was intended without knowing the girl herself to be like, oh, she was obviously being like this. Like if you wrote me that email, I would know.
I think if she was tweeting it, she knew that her friend was being like a little passive aggressive.
Yeah. So it had a lot of exclamation marks. It had too many exclamation points for me to feel that it was genuine, but then it could have been like her trying to be really nice.
Right.
Whatever. So the bridesmaid tweeted it out and was like, fuck, like now I have to like cancel this flight. I'm like asking JetBlue to like give her a break pretty much.
Right. Which worked.
Which worked.
They gave her a break and they gave her an extra like money, like a credit towards like a future girls trip to potentially amend their relationship.
But could only be used with the bride.
Right.
So I mean, you can just pretend that.
That's tough.
Find a different friend named Alex.
What are your thoughts on this?
Okay. So it was one of those situations where like I would be able to judge the whole thing much more if I knew the two people involved, because then I would know like what is like really going on, because mm-hmm. right now what you're hearing is like the bride being like, I sent this like nice email, and the bridesmaid being like, I just don't have time. Like it, and right. you feel bad for the bridesmaid yeah. because she has school. And so you sort of assume that the bride's being a bridezilla, but it could also be that the bridesmaid is like jealous or like not really as good a friend anymore. Like it could right. be there's kind something of bullshit like
going on here.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like this bride seems to be making more drama than is necessary. Like even if she can't be in all the events, like, who cares? Like it's, this isn't like right. a real thing.
Right.
That's
right.
Like, right. It's that's your fucking really wedding. What kind of struck me. It's like, yeah, it's like your wedding. Like, but there aren't like real rules. Like you right. could just do whatever. Like, why can't she just be a bridesmaid for the part? Like, why do you have to formally have her like relinquish right. these roles? Like, it's not a real role. It's not like she like works at the she like there's the DMV paperwork and they all need to be officially signed before. Like, this is right. not.
It's not like you're contract. Missing. It's not like you're a person and you're missing like part of the like State of the Union that you need to like hold the Bible for.
Right.
Like,
that's it's what like, I'm saying. It's like these aren't like these rules aren't real.
Right. So, really right. time yeah. our best.
So it seems like by sending this email, she was really just trying to send a message that she is like unhappy with her because right. because it's not like she direly needed her to like relinquish the role. And but also she also gave like the jumps, the pantsuit or something to a, oh. a replacement. Can you imagine oh, being
so she wanted?
Can you imagine someone asking you to be a replacement for a bridesmaid that had to drop out?
Right. That tells me that the bride is a little nuts because she like asks her to mail back the bridesmaid jumpsuit. So that the replacement can wear it. So, right. I completely agree with you that the bride is just like needs to chill the fuck out and like not take herself so seriously. Right. But again, I don't know what's really going on.
Right. I mean, the friend also seems a little crazy because I think it's like very aggressive to be tweeting through public Twitter, especially like you're tweeting out about your like internal friend drama. Like they both seem like they're a little nuts.
Right. Like it definitely doesn't. Right. And friends who are crazy find right. each
Can
other.
Imagine being the bride and you like, you're like so stressed out and you send out this thing and then like you're suddenly like this viral, like fucking psychopath.
Right. But again, it isn't cool that the bridesmaid did that. The bridesmaid probably isn't that chilling down to earth. If she's like, oh my God, look at what my friend sent me. Like I would never publicly post. Right.
I would just talk shit about her to like all of her other friends.
Right. Exactly.
And like, except in like a private group chat.
Right. And I mean, okay, let's go bigger picture because this is obviously like what we really want to talk about, which is like people just take their weddings way too fucking seriously. Like right. if you told me like I can't do this because I have some other legitimate responsibility,
right? Or even if you just had come to whatever you can come to.
Yeah, and like, great. Like, if you're not in the pictures, fine. That sucks. It's like I'm not right. gonna like
that's for more for you than for me. It's not like you're the groom,
right? Like. Right. Well, imagine if the groom was like, "I'm sorry, I can't come. I have school." Right. It's just sort of like everyone needs to relax. Like just because
just because something is a huge deal to you doesn't mean it's necessarily a huge deal to everyone else.
Also, like it's a wedding. And if your main focus of like something to stress about is whether or not someone's going to miss like parts of events, like you are obviously misplacing your stress. You definitely right. are
not
stressed
focusing
out,
on the important things about a wedding.
But yes, but I also think it like probably indicates that she has something else that she's very upset about and like with this wedding, and she's just displacing the drama to like distract herself onto this thing that doesn't really matter.
Right. Because
it's like if you really care about like your friend being part of your bridal shower, it's like why would you invite someone to be part of your bridal shower if you didn't want them to be right. there regardless of their full ability to commit or not?
Right. It's also funny like because I feel like the most annoying thing about this email that she sent her friend was like that it was like making it seem like it's like such an honor that I've chosen you to right. be my bridesmaid. Like being a bridesmaid is such a pain in the ass.
Right. No like, one's a bridesmaid no. for their own health. They right. do it for their friend.
Right. It's for you to like make you feel like you have like a support system, and like no one, you're not like doing someone a favor by making them a bridesmaid. You're like asking them to just like be your bitch.
Yeah.
Which is.
Yeah, and also like the like right like the bride is a little delusional that she thinks right, that this
everyone's
is like
dying to like we've replaced to be, you like with like
the
my
next
back.
Person.
I
in
can't
line.
Imagine. I feel like the backup must feel so weird. Like oh, like now I have to wear this. Like first of all, I'm like a second tier friend.
What if
who
it doesn't
got this,
fit?
Got this thing by default.
What
like,
the,
I would
the
never accept a backup bridesmaid invitation because like not even because I'd be so insulted. I'd be like,
I don't want to do
this. I like celebrated not being involved in this wedding originally. I'm not going to, I don't want to be like,
right. I
like
have
re-entered
no,
into it as a, like, a, especially as a backup.
Right. I have no desire to be a bridesmaid for more people like than right. I mean, want me to be their bridesmaid.
There's, I don't mind being a bridesmaid for like a relaxed bride. Like
right.
no one like, if some, or like a bride who like actually is expecting you to do like a crazy right. amount of shit.
Well, one of the things in the email, the sentence that really just, I was just like, fuck this girl. But the sentence that really got me was like, I'll have to have someone else to do that, get someone else to do the duties. It's like, what the fuck are the duties?
Right.
Like, what are the duties?
Like this is like a fucking work email. Like, great. Yeah. Like, I'm not getting paid for this. Like, yeah. Excellent. Okay. Like, I'll have to have someone else do the things that you were doing me is an enormous favor, which you also have like school, so you can't.
Right. And also, what are the duties? Like ordering penis straws? Like, oh my God, someone else will have to click buy now with one click on right. Amazon. Like, it's just like, what is the big deal? Like, I don't get what the big like fuss is about with the duties. Like, what does she need to do? Help decorate a room? Yeah. Like there's lots of other girls who can do that. And like, and if you're not the one who's arranging it or like originally,
yeah, what do you actually have to do?
You like, have to like order decorations for like the room, like arrange champagne, like maybe get favors for right. the bachelorette.
That's the crazy thing about getting married is that like suddenly, like once you get married, it becomes like everyone else's problem. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like there's no other thing where it's like, this is like something great that's happening to you. And now like everyone else has to like
suffer
and like has work to do.
Right.
Like it's like you found everlasting happiness and now I have a to-do list.
Right.
Like, why does that make sense?
Yeah. But it's also, this is another thing, is that a wedding is supposed to be a happy occasion for you and the people in your life. But
right.
when
everyone
you,
should be like excited to be there.
Right. But when you turn it into like this whole thing, like I need it to be like this, I need this decoration, I need this thing, I need you to do this duty, like once you start doing that, it then becomes unpleasant. Mm-hmm. And there are definitely friendships that have like ended over people's wedding conduct.
I'm sure.
And it's like, that just seems completely fucked up, because it's like, you would think someone's getting married, it's a happy moment, they can just be happy and chill.
Well, here's what I also think happened, is like a wedding is a time, from what I've seen, I'm not married, is a time when you sort of evaluate who's like, when you're planning your wedding, you evaluate who's important to you in your life, because those are the people you're like surrounding in your like inner circle of like bridal, whatever.
Right.
Same kind of
bridal
goes for men.
Insanity.
That's like kind of the only thing that also is like for men's, like you have to pick groomsmen. Like you have to be like, who am I? Like most, there's not many opportunities in like adult life, forget like sororities.
Right.
Where you're like, have to like evaluate, like rank and evaluate your friends, your friendships right. and who's close to you. And like right. people who are closest to you are the ones who are more involved in the wedding.
Right.
So this might be just like the crux of like someone kind of like starting off with a certain, like you kind of said, there's more drama to this. Like,
yeah.
Like someone initially evaluating their friendships and then maybe like changing their mind about who's actually important to them like midway through their wedding.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is though, like I agree that it is important to evaluate,
I'm saying look at like the Meghan Markle thing. Like her dad clearly wasn't important enough to like hyper involve in her wedding.
We'll get to that later, because right. it's very evident there's a shit ton of dysfunction going on there. Mm-hmm. And I even feel like some of my opinions may have changed from like 2 weeks ago. We'll get to that.
But I'm just saying on the wedding front,
it's just sort of like, why, when you get married, does it have to be a huge fucking hassle for everyone around you and for people to feel like bad or left out? It just feels like there's a happy occasion. It should be uncomplicatedly happy, as opposed to being like a shit storm of like bullshit.
Right, or a center, like there's like a drama at the center of it.
Right.
Right.
Like I just don't get why you would
drama. Because of the like American societal view of like a wedding, like society tells you need to have like this perfect wedding. The wedding industry like makes so much money.
Yeah.
Like we talk about this all the time, like the crazy amount of money that people spend on their weddings. Like I feel like I could see how my view on like my wedding might be warped if I would just kept shelling out more and more and more money. I'd be like, the stakes get higher and higher and higher and higher, because you're like, that's why people post. That's why like those annoying ass people post like a TBT every week from their wedding. It's because you like
have nothing to live for.
You paid so much money for this event.
Yeah.
That, like the stakes are like, so it's such a huge investment that it becomes such a big part of your life, and you need to like elongate like its meaning by like posting these right. pictures, or by making everything into such a big deal, because like it's like in The Bachelor, like the stakes are so high because like you're in this bubble.
Right. Also, like,
and if you don't see that everyone outside the bubble like doesn't really give a shit.
Right. And I also think that it's sort of like, if you're the kind of person, and there are people like this, we're not really like this, who like stalk weddings and look at the knot and mm-hmm. like care and like know vendors, like I don't no wedding vendors. Like I,
yeah, no idea.
Like a lot of people, but a lot of people do though. Like we have friends who know,
they're like,
no,
I have to have these flowers.
Right. It's a hobby. And yeah, right. It's for some people, this is a hobby. This is pretty much the highlight of their 20s.
Of their lives.
Of their lives. Well, having a kid will probably be like their next highlight.
Well, but, thus far.
Right. This is the biggest, most important thing to happen to them. This is their biggest accomplishment. Right. Planning this wedding is the most attention and like
money that will ever be.
Yeah. That they will ever have. Maybe, maybe ever. They're like, they're not. So this is what they're living
for.
That's
what I'm saying. The stakes are high for many people.
I just think people need to realize that like, it's just not that important.
Right. Well, girls in the thing get the memo. JetBlue at least has validated that this is a big deal.
Right. It. Yeah. Okay. Well, should we move on to Meghan?
Let's talk about Meghan.
Okay. So Meghan Markle's dad gave another interview on Sunday and he was like real mad. And it's about how Meghan has like disconnected her numbers.
Shoot him like a little text message to calm him down.
I don't think it works like that. Okay. A few weeks. Okay. I'll start with this. A few weeks ago, we were like anti Meghan herself. I'm still not like obsessed with Meghan, but I do think that there's a lot more dysfunction going on here and that her dad is like, is feeding it more.
Mm-hmm.
And it, while the things he may be saying might have some basis in truth, he is not coming off great and acting crazy now.
Right, because he's like throwing a public tantrum. Where it's like, it's almost, it's like the complete opposite of the royals and him are like completely dysfunctional in like opposite ways.
Right.
Like they're dysfunctional because they won't actually say what's going on like at all. And he is like airing too much and he's not being like tactful and he's not being like, he's not evaluating the entire, the situation. Like, so, like the royals are too calculated and he is not being calculated enough.
Right. So before I think we were able to be like, maybe he has a point. Cause she does seem kind of fake. And like, it does seem whatever, like kind of, we have our opinions on it.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's just gone so over the top that it's like, oh yeah, she's right. He is crazy. But again, she also, I still don't think she's like that awesome.
Yeah, I think there's like some deep-seated family shit going on.
Again, which is fine. Just like stop pretending. Right. I have a feeling that because she's being so unresponsive.
I wish she would just say like, here's like my family like dynamic. There's a lot of drama. Like I had a kind of rocky like childhood and sometimes like, and we both have kind of like a slightly dysfunctional way of dealing with each other. And this is what it is. Because if you don't, her not saying that makes me think she's either just like him or the complete opposite of him, which are both bad. Like there, to be well adjusted, you need to like rein in the negative habits of your childhood, but not go like, or because if you go the complete opposite way, it means you haven't dealt with it, but you haven't dealt with it in a different way than being exactly like your friends.
You're just acting like this opposite person, but you're not actually that opposite. Right.
A real adjusted person is like, this is what's going on. Like, this is how it's affected me. This is how it's created some like negative impact in my life and my behaviors. But like, I'm working on doing it this way. And she's not doing any of that.
Right. I completely agree that it's yes, he's the one who looks crazier now.
Right.
But
she's
clearly
gone the complete opposite way of like, I'm going to be ultra refined. I'm not going to share anything.
Right.
I'm going to be like kind of full of shit. She's like, again,
that's why she smells like a little bullshitty.
She's really full of shit and he's not full of shit enough. He's being a little too real.
But he's probably frustrated because she's ignoring him. Right. So I have a feeling that the fact that she's reacted this way instead of like chosen to somewhat confront the problem has made him even crazier.
Right.
So that's why it would be especially effective if she would like put up a sane boundary as opposed to like pretending like it's not happening.
Well, that's not really like, I guess she's gotten too into the British thing, which is to do that.
Well, it's also like she's probably forbidden from really sharing what she thinks.
It is forbidden.
Just forbidden. So forbidden many things now. Are forbidden now.
That's true.
Yeah, for her.
So many things really are forbidden now. Should we do some Dear Betches?
Yes.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. Hey, Betches. First off, love the podcast and all of your content. You guys solve problems I didn't even know I had. Nice. Two of my close friends, who we'll call Matt and Sarah, have been dating for 3 years. Matt is super personable, flirty, easy to talk to, etc. I've always been a little skeptical of his loyalty to Sarah, particularly when he's drunk at bars, but never had enough concrete evidence to prove it. He'll disappear and get into deep conversations with girls while out, and we all just write it off because that's who he is as a person. Easy to talk to and easygoing. Sarah is well aware of him doing this kind of thing and also writes it all off. She said she knows he can run off, but she trusts him with her whole heart. I recently got concrete evidence that Matt has in fact hooked up with another girl, probably more, and I am at a loss for what to do. I know if I approach Matt, he will deny it, maybe giving her a BS explanation and she'll forgive him. And if I tell Sarah, she will continue to write off his actions because she's so clouded by her love for him. There's also the fact that if I tell him, he'll hate me for calling him out. And if I tell her, she'll hate me for ruining her relationship. And I really want to keep our friendship intact. They are about to become long distance, and I think this needs to be addressed before that happens. I care way more about my friendship with Sarah than my friendship with him, but I really don't know how to go about this. Any advice would be extremely helpful. Thanks. Caught in the middle, batch.
That's hard.
That is hard. It sounds like you're dealing with two people who are kind of like sort of know what's going on and don't really care.
No. They're just in denial. Sarah's in denial. Sarah's
maybe she's in denial, but I think that there's no way. I don't really believe, like, when you are in denial, you have a sense on some level of what's going on. You're just like, again, you're in denial. So it's like her telling her probably won't really help.
Well, here's the thing. She says she has concrete evidence. Like, what does that mean? Do you have a photo?
Yeah, like what? That will depend.
Do you have someone just told you that it's still deniable?
Here's what I would do if I were her. I'd go to Matt. I'd say, hey, like someone, like I have this, whatever concrete evidence this is, like someone showed me this. Like I didn't go seeking it out. I'm not like trying to like out you for something, but like I know that you cheated on Sarah, right? And like she's my friend, and I'm in a really weird position, and like I don't really want to tell her. I prefer for you to tell her, but I can't not tell her because she's my friend. So like, right, if you'd prefer to tell her, you should do it, but like she's got to know.
Right. The other thing is,
and then if he tells it to her and he explains his way out of it and she forgives him, that's on her. That's not on you.
Well, the thing is, that might cause tension, and then Matt might not tell Sarah and be honest, but later on it might become like weird. Like, why do you have this weird tension with Matt? And then,
no, I think that she tells Matt that he either tells her or she's going to tell her.
Right. I don't know. It could screw this girl, but I do think the one saving grace of this whole situation is that they're about to become long distance. So one of them is going to move away. So it might not even matter if you like, if they hate you.
She's saying it matters more because, like,
I mean, it might not matter if like this writer, the girl writing the email, is in a fight with them because they're going to leave.
Well, I don't think in terms one of them like, is going to leave. You can't really control how someone reacts to you. You can only control your actions and what you're doing and like you feeling yourself like you're doing like the right thing and being a good friend. So right. I think like if either of them choose to be mad at you, that really doesn't have anything to do with you. That has to do with them. And like, as long as you're staying true to who you feel like you are and doing the right thing in your eyes, then like you don't really have anything to worry about. These people really do get angry at you. It's more about them. It's not about you. And they're not really like that good of a friend of yours to begin with. If you're truly doing this because you like care and not because you like kind of like want to stir the pot.
Right.
And the evidence is truly concrete. Then
right, it helps to know what the evidence.
Then if those people get mad at you for doing that, then they're not really your friends.
I mean, some people are just in denial. Like, look at Luann when she was literally shown photos of Tom making out with someone else.
Right. That's what I'm. But then, like, if she gets mad at Bethany, like that's not really Bethany's problem. Bethany did everything she like could do as a friend, and like she got mad at her, and like that's kind of okay.
Right.
Like you can't. I think it's better to spend your life doing what you think is right than avoiding people being mad at you.
Right. So just get out that evidence. Caught in the middle, batch.
Get out there. All right. Let's do another one.
Okay. Hey, betches. Obligatory but totally true compliments first. Love the pod. Love the site. And love you three. You guys have seriously helped me more than I can express over email, and I'll be listening to you guys till I die.
Aw.
Thanks.
Really loyal.
Yeah. In an attempt to keep things short
and
sweet.
Unlike
Matt. In an attempt to keep things short and sweet, I'll jump right into my problem. I'm 24 and recently moved to the city of my dreams for an awesome new job opportunity. My life is pretty much perfect right now, except for one thing. My ex-boyfriend, currently lives in the city, and for a variety of reasons, mutual friends, live in the same part of town, frequent the same bars. It's only a matter of time before I run into him while at a house party or bar. A little backstory. My ex and I are not on good terms whatsoever. He cheated on me, lied to me, belittled me, and he is currently blocked on all forms of my social media. I fucking hate him, but he is still in love, aka obsessed with me. And I know he's going to try to approach me to beg for me back if he ever gets a chance to. I'm completely stuck on what to do when the situation arises. My friends all give me conflicting advice, including to completely ignore him, lie and tell him I'm dating someone else, which I'm currently not, tell him off, put on a friendly face, etc. This situation is giving me some major anxiety, so I'm hoping you could help me handle it in a way that makes me look as good as possible. Thanks for reading, and I hope this can help other girls who are in a similar situation as me.
Here's what I think. You don't ever really need to see your ex. If you're seeing your ex, if you're running into your ex, there's a part of you that wants to.
Yeah.
I've had situations where I'm like, oh, like this is like going to be dramatic. You have the same friends. Fine. Branch out. Don't go to the same bars.
Well,
go
you
to
different can, here's the thing. Places. You can genuinely accidentally run into someone, like that can happen.
Right.
But you can also take yourself out of that situation.
Right.
Like no one's literally gluing your feet to the floor.
There's always a chance, but you can always, if you see someone in a bar, you can always leave.
Right.
You can always try going to this. I'm sure there's many places in town, even if you have to go like a good like 15 minutes out of your way, like to go to a different bar that he might not be at, like,
or just
you can
like
always do that.
Leave when you see him. Like, I wouldn't change your life because then he's controlling you still. I wouldn't change what you do on like a daily basis.
Isn't that controlling?
Only when it's literally faced with a situation. But I wouldn't like be like, oh, I think he'll be there. Let's go somewhere else. He could be at the other place.
I think if you really want to move on from this situation, it involves putting yourself in places, in different places, and exposing yourself to different people. It sounds like you're putting yourself in the place to date either him again or the same exact kind of guy.
Well, I think, okay, let's say with regarding what her friends have advised, I would say ignore him and just avoid, like just basically make it like communication is not going to happen. It sounds like this guy is somewhat abusive, or at least like going to become an abusive person.
Right, but what would you recommend if someone was dating an abusive person? You'd recommend
I would say
them
go
avoid
away.
Them.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, no, right. What I'm saying is her advice, the advice to ignore him and avoid him is that her friends are giving. Right. That's what she should follow.
You're not
like, don't pretend like you're dating someone else.
No, I definitely don't pretend you're dating someone else. Don't, because
don't tell
again,
him off.
You're like, you're giving him all the power.
Yeah.
By doing that. Don't tell him off. But if I were you, I think it's okay to make a concerted effort to go to different places and meet different people and like, and, you know, experience different things, because like this just sounds like you're like replaying old dramas. And if you really want to take yourself out of them, let's like Luann when she goes back to the place that Tom was with the thing with the whatever party it was.
Right.
The New Year's party. Right. Or she went back to the same town. It's like if you're really intent on moving on, I think it's very important to like change your surroundings. If you need to go out with different friends who don't go to those places, like I think that in the beginning, at least, like it's very important to create distance.
Also, like what city is this? Because like if it's Manhattan, there's millions of bars you could go to that are different. Or
right.
If it's,
I had a similar situation, like where I used to like go back to the same places and see the same people and like see exes that I like knew weren't right for me. And like part of me kind of like didn't like it, but part of me did like it.
Yeah.
And then, but I feel like if you really want to like not be around the same types of people and you really want to be drawn in the same old habits, it's important to just be like, yeah, this is, it's easier just to go where everyone else is going, but like maybe I'll just bring a couple of friends to a different place where I know they won't be, and I don't have to like think about it, and I'm going to like be around different people that I don't know anymore, and I'm going to meet new people.
Right. I do think this is a little easier said than done. So let's give the disclaimer that this is not easy when all your friends are going to the place that you all go to. Like, this is where we go. This, we know all the same people. So it's hard. You're going to have to basically put yourself in uncomfortable positions a lot. And you're going to have to assert yourself to your friends and be like, I really don't want to go here because he's going to be here.
Right.
Or I think he might be here. Can we please go somewhere else? Or
I'm making an active concerted effort to like kind of like meet new people than the typical people I used to date. So I'd prefer to go to a different bar, and I'd like to avoid any drama.
Yeah. And yeah, just don't speak to him. Don't answer his texts. Don't, if he approaches you somewhere, like you literally ran
and
into
in
each
time,
other.
Like it'll, this won't be like as high stakes. If you happen to run into someone, just like,
you'll be happier if you find another person, and then it won't be as hard, and you can go to the same
place. Like, you don't want to date someone else that's just like him. If you go to the same bars and you keep hanging out with the same people, you're going to date the same people.
You might, yeah, but you might get a different actual, like the person themselves might be different.
That's true. But I think it's like important to like,
I think it's around. Also hard to determine based because like I don't know what city she's talking to. I don't know what group of kind of people she's talking about.
More
like
details.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to be like? Oh, he's like a bleep. Whatever. I'm not going to say it. Okay, should we play some games?
Yes. Okay. Would you rather be a bridesmaid for 25 friends or a bridesmaid for no friends?
None.
None?
None. I would rather no one be mine. Like I think bridesmaids are one of the biggest bullshit things in the world.
I wonder where that concept came from. I feel like they definitely didn't have that in
tale.
No, like they definitely didn't have them in like Victorian times, did they? Like
no, they had like, ladies in waiting. That's what
the same thing.
Honestly, I think that this is actually a modern version of a very antiquated idea, which is like the princess has like her ladies in waiting,
which is like your like, servant.
Yeah. Yes, that's
kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
They like concealed it in this like honor.
Yeah, I don't think that bridesmaids like are a new idea. It's an old idea that they've made look new. It's bullshit. It's like when it's like Marie Antoinette had like a bitch
a lady in waiting,
to like put her shoes on in the morning. That's what this is like.
That's so funny. That's definitely true. No one ever thinks about that.
I genuinely think bridesmaids as like a formal thing are total bullshit. Like if you want friends to be in your photos, like you can be like to these friends, be like, okay, can you?
But if you're saying like, can you wear this color in this photo? Like, isn't that sort of the same thing?
Well, I think there's ways to do it. You can be like, we're all wearing pastels or we're all wearing black.
It's kind of the same thing. You're just calling it something different.
But the difference is that it's just like for like, it's like if you want to be in photos with me or you could be like, you don't have to wear the fucking color. Like just you guys are my friends. I want to take pictures with you so that I have these pictures of you from my like wedding. Okay, we'll take these photos and that's it. Like,
it's all about tradition, I guess.
It's about doing what your friends did so that you can feel important because you're like, oh, I did this for these people, so now I'm going to make them do it for me.
So I guess your answer to the next one is you have no bridesmaids or 30 bridesmaids, you're picking none.
Yeah.
I'd pick 30.
That's because you have 8 siblings.
I know, I'd pick 30 also just because like, the more the merrier. Like, who cares? Like, what? Like the worst part I think about choosing a bridesmaid is like the fact that you're like, are like singling people out and not, it's like almost like very middle school of like, this is my group and like, you're not in it.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So I'm saying like, for me, I kind of like the idea of like all these pictures that like you guys all like, there's like more excitement around it by like choosing people. But I think it'd be like, I'd be like, oh yeah, like we're friends. Like you could be bridesmaid too. Like,
right. No, I agree with that.
You want to wear a blue dress?
Here's like, the other thing. If I had like 5 sisters that were going to be my bridesmaids,
right,
then I would be like, oh, let's just like everyone do it.
Right.
But because I don't have that, so I can just be like, oh, I'm not going to do it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have like a need to do it at all.
Right.
So because it's like,
there's no one, right. You have like no sisters. I get it.
Yeah. So it's like, I get it. Like if I already had 5 bridesmaids, like off the bat, I would pick like to have 30, a lot.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like, if I don't have to do it, it's just kind of like, it's fine. Fair.
We should all
like,
rewatch 27 Dresses.
Yeah. Also like, it's just, I also feel like as a bride, I know most clearly according, like, you know, after reading this letter from this Alex girl, I feel like a lot of brides think like, oh, they're my bridesmaids, so they're my bitch. I don't have to worry about how they feel. I just have to worry about how they're making me feel.
Which is totally crazy.
Which I have a problem with. So I feel like if I were to have like all these bridesmaids, that would just be me worrying about not bothering these 10 people or like how to make them feel comfortable at like my wet, like, you know, like how can I make this more fun for them so that they're not just like, oh, I have to
bitching
be her
about
bitch.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't see it
that's
as
what I'm
like,
saying. I don't think there should be like bridesmaids' duties. Their duty should just be to like show up and wear a certain color.
Right.
And
okay.
That's fine.
Fair. Right. That's what I mean by like the pictures. Like, it's like, oh, you're
like,
my friend.
I don't need to assign someone like tasks.
Right.
Like, oh, like, I don't want to make a speech. You want to make a speech? Great. Make a speech. Like, I don't care. Like,
also,
guess no.
With the stuff with the Bachelorette, it's like, why do you have to like wear the sash? And like, why do you have to?
I hate the
to,
sash.
Like, yeah. Like, why?
I hate the sash. It's just like.
The sash is just another fucking lit to-do lit item for someone to get. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you need the sash? Why do you need like, why do you need to have these formalized games of like, how much does your husband know about you? Like, why don't you just play drinking
I just
game.
Think the concept is absurd. Like, we should all be rallying and doing all this shit for like the last single person in the group. The last single person in the group should get all this shit done because the married people have already like found, like they already have like the prize. The prize is like the husband and like the whole future together and all that other shit. Like, We should all be like making a sash for the single person and like having a party around them.
Right. It's like you're the one who's like dealt with all this bullshit. Can you
be my bitch? And like, well, I mean, it's just funny.
I would much rather be a bitch for the single person than for the bride.
Because you're not like for the bride. It's like you're already like, you're good. Like it's like with that meme about like, why do you need a toaster? You already found unconditional love. Like you should get me a toaster.
Also, you guys have been living together. You guys already fucking have a toaster. Stop pretending like you need a new toaster. You're not like making toast for your 8 new kids the next day. Like, why do you need a toaster for? I don't know. I just think that like, I feel like weddings have become completely misplaced as to what they're supposed to be about.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah.
If it's all about the gifts, then you're losing sense of what it's really about.
Right. It really should just be about like people coming and celebrating, two people finding each other and living together in a no drama way.
Romantic and like,
yeah. Why would you put drama?
Yeah. Like, why is your wedding my problem now? Now it's like your wedding is something else I have to do.
Right. Exactly. It's like you should make people should be happy for you and you shouldn't like it shouldn't be this like ticket to entitlement. Like, oh, I'm engaged. So now I get to act like an entitled bitch who everyone has to do everything for me.
Right.
And listen to me talk about my wedding and like my Instagram post 365 today. So I marry my best friend. Like, shut the fuck up.
I agree with your rant.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Should we do one more?
Yes. What is the most money you would ever spend? You would spend on someone's wedding before you just decided not to go?
This is like my best friend or this is like,
I don't know.
Person?
You wrote the question.
I know. I think my best friend, it would be like
$2,000. No.
For the actual wedding.
I don't know because you're not if you're spending $3,000 on just the wedding, then you're definitely probably spending more on the bachelorette. Right.
Probably $4,000. I might not go to like the, I don't know. All in five.
Oh shit!
Someone I don't know, someone I don't care that much about. Who's like
someone
whatever.
I don't care about. The number for me is zero. If I don't care about a person, I'm just gonna
not care about them a little bit, but not like you know what I mean. They're like a peripheral friend.
$750.
Is that including gift?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
All in. $750.
Best friend, known them my whole life.
Yeah.
Like you guys.
Uh-huh.
Like $4,000. But like only if you had it in like fucking Capri.
Right. That's fair. And that's my gift.
Yeah.
My presence is a present.
Okay, wait. Let's do this last question.
Okay.
Would you rather never get married or never have a college degree?
That's actually kind of a tough one.
Okay. Because you said get married and not like have a life partner.
Get married.
If it was like, would you rather never have like a life partner or have a college degree?
I would rather never a college degree.
Never college degree.
Right. I agree. But if it's like never get actual physically married, but like be with someone for like your life.
I'd rather
have a college degree.
No, I'd rather have the person for my life than a college degree.
Yes, right.
But if it's, you have to be married specifically, I don't care.
I agree.
As long as I can have the like life partner.
Yeah.
Cause like really.
They're both just pieces of paper.
And well, it's piece of paper and a large fucking check that you wrote to someone else. That's not yourself.
Yeah.
Again, the bridal industry is a racket. It's a racket. It is to get you to spend money to make you believe that you're doing something valuable when you're actually not. The only thing that you can do that's valuable is have a good relationship with your spouse. That's the only thing.
That's true.
And maybe have some kids and be
a good
parent.
Speaking of which, though, please check out our Bachelorette collection on shopbetches.com.
Also, speaking of college degrees, check out our book that's available for pre-order, When's Happy Hour, Work Hard So You Can Hardly Work, which is a guide to career advice. And we also touch on some of these like a little bit like feminist issues, like careers versus moms. You guys should def check it out. It's coming out in October, but it's available for pre-order. And we really want you guys to pre-order because you will get it right away. And we want you to read our words of wisdom very fast.
Seriously, you guys need this.
The real reason is because we want to be on the bestsellers list. So please pre-order.
Please pre-order.
If you love us, like these writers of these emails
do. Let us know. Show it to us.
By pre-ordering.
With this specific amount of money.
And then screenshot that you pre-ordered.
And send it to us.
And tag us. And we'll give you a heart back.
We'll repost it. Okay. Also email us at slapped@betches.com. That's slapped@betches.com. And we will see you next week.
Bye.